الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to this new session of Arabic for beginners, and we are with the Ajamiya. Inshallah ta'ala, we are, as I have here, we have just finished speaking about Dhanna wa Akhawatuha. And we said that we are going to go through the exercises, but no matter what, we just can't summarize that by saying that Dhanna wa Akhawatuha is exactly like Kana wa Akhawatuha wa Inna wa Akhawatuha. These all can do one main thing, which is what we call it the Naskh of the Af'al. Naskh. And the nasakh means that it abrogates the ruling and as well as the names of these things. For example, we say Muhammadun Mujtahidun. So Muhammadun is Mubtada, Mujtahidun is Khabar. Muhammadun is Marfu' because Mubtada, Mujtahidun is Marfu' because it is Khabar. And it also once we use one of the nawasikh, the abrogators, then the ruling would be changed and the titles or names of these things will be changed too. And as we say, for example, Kana Muhammadun Mujtahidan. Kana Muhammadun Mujtahidan. So Muhammadun Mujtahidan, which was Muhammadun Mujtahidan Mubtada Khabar, now it is Kana Muhammadun Mujtahidan. So Muhammadun is no more Mubtada, it is Ism Kana. And it is marfu' because it is ism kana. Mujtahidan is khabar kana, and that's why it is mansub, because it is khabar kana. So the abrogation here occurred on or happened to the ruling of Arab and the at the same time position of these words from Mubtada and Khabar. Now it is Ism Kana and Khabar Kana. Same thing if we use Inna. So we say Inna Muhammadan Mujtahidun. So Muhammadan here is no longer Mubtada, but it is now Ism Inna. That's why it became Mansub, because Inna does opposite of what Kana do. So it is mansubun because of inna. And mujtahidun is marfu' because it is the khabar of inna. Because it is the khabar of inna. We have also dhanna wa akhawatu. We say, dhanantu muhammadan mujtahidan. Dhanantu muhammadan mujtahidan. Here dhanna we have fi'l, verb, and fa'il. And fa'il. So, this fi'l and fa'il requires maf'ul. And because it is dhanna and akhawatuha, it does not take only one maf'ul, but two. We have Muhammadan, this is maf'ul awwal, the first maf'ul, for dhanna akhawatuha. Mujtahidan is maf'ul thani, the second maf'ul. For dhanna wa akhawatuha. So this is yani briefly the ruling of the Nawasikh, as we call it, the Nawasikh. Okay, so here some questions at the end of the chapter of Nawasikh. We need to have answers to them, but please no one to answer until he is permitted. Just raise your hand and you'll be given the chance to answer, inshallah. It says here, إِلَى كَمْ قِسِمْ تَنْقَسِمُ النَّوَاسِخ. إِلَى كَمْ قِسِمْ تَنْقَسِمُ النَّوَاسِخ. To how many divisions do the نواسخ, the abrogators, how many divisions the abrogators are? Anybody has an answer? Well, I do not see any hands raised. نعم يا أخوان. What are the divisions of النواسخ? What are the types of النواسخ? نعم بن محمد. Go ahead. There are three. True, that is correct. There are three. But what are these three? Now, need someone else to tell us what are these three nawasikh? Okay, Hafs, go ahead. Hafsa, go ahead. Go ahead, please. زائد المحافظ. نعم. إن وأخواتها. كان وأخواتها. ظن وأخواتها. Excellent. طيب. صالح. Can you tell us each one what, يعني about each one, what can it do? What can each one of these نواسخ do? يا أم صالح go ahead. نعم كان makes the second part موصول. طيب what about the first part, and we do not call it first and second. We say كان makes the مبتدا and then second. The first part is called before كان and إنا, or without كان and إنا called مبتدا and خبر. So we say كان abrogates the rulings of the مبتدا beginning with the name, and instead of مبتدا it becomes اسم كان, and the ruling of إعراب instead of مرفوع because of the مبتدا. It is مرفوع because of the because of the it is اسم كان. إن نعم. طيب who else can do it? Who else can do it more detailed? Now, anybody else can do it more detailed, please? Okay, Muhammad, go ahead. نعم. إن وأخواتها makes مبتدا منصوب. طيب it becomes اسم إن and it becomes منصوب. صحيح. طيب كيف محمد go ahead. What about الخبر؟ The خبر of إن is مرفوع. نعم. طيب. That is good. Okay. Here we have exercise 11 and 12 as homework, inshallah. The last two exercises in this chapter would be إن شاء الله تعالى homework for tomorrow. إن شاء الله we discuss. And here we end up our session today. Planning to see إن شاء الله tomorrow. والله تعالى أعلم. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. Yeah, tomorrow is Wednesday. I said in the morning that because we have been in a long break, we're going to have this week, inshallah, Wednesday and also Thursday as well, inshallah. Now, all the durus will be in the same times for this week. Today, tomorrow, and the after. وفيكم بارك الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.